This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
There to get myself all steamed up. It's 7 after the hour, Monday, September 11th, 2017. So, Victoria Keelan is here, as is the norm. Jennifer is in Colorado. Is that where she went?
She is, yep, visiting her grandparents. Yep.
And Kara Schillen is in Chicago. She's there for 3 days. Second prize is 3 weeks in Chicago. To enjoy whatever. It's a great city, if you know, not a duck. So here we have three opportunities in front of us. The Hurricane Irma story made landfall yesterday as a Category 4 storm, now down to a 2 on the Florida-Georgia line. Maybe we can sing it through as it heads north-northwest. A lot of damage. Few people have died. The news media has made it seem to be more of a mess than it is, but it is a mess, no matter how you look at it. Did not follow the line that originally, well, I think they had a hard time, as they will with these things. These storms are so unpredictable in a way because in this circumstance it was so strong it wasn't easily influenced, but when it did get influenced by the high pressure system, the jet stream and all that other stuff, it took a little bit more of a turn. Remember at first they thought it might go to New Orleans? That was a track. Go across South Florida. Now, the radio station that carries us in Marathon, as I understand it, the family that owns it, they left and the station was wiped out. The transmitter was wiped out. The studio facilities wiped out. I think their home was wiped out. There's going to be a lot of that sort of thing as people clear out, and then get ready for Jose. And I must tell you that I don't really, I've been more watching Irma from the point of view of what's going on now, in the now, than wondering about what Jose is going to do. And I don't know whether you have tracked this storm, either of you. Did I bring Richie into this? Victoria? Yeah, Rich McFadden is here because Kara's not for the next couple of days. It's like it's old home week in a manner of speaking. So the world, or not the world, but certainly our part of the world looks at this and thinks, why us? And then when you realize that there's more of a penetrating overview of these sorts of things, not only happening here in America, there are horrible fires. I think it's in Burma and India. There are a couple, three or four places in the world that have really intense fires at the moment. The sunspots, you know, there's all that stuff that people will, after a Sunday with the priest or the minister, where are we going? I tried to find what Joel Osteen had to say about the hurricane, and they were playing a repeat, which may have been a good thing.
Looks like Jose is moving a little north of Irma's track, so it went north of the Caribbean islands.
Uh-huh. So we'd head for Bermuda. If it were on the track that it's on,
it looks like it could be heading that way. Yeah, sustained winds right now of 145 miles an hour.
However, that's one of the storms, Richie. If you look at the projection, and once again, the jet stream, that anything that, fortunately for us, you're in Washington, Rich, Victoria's in New York, I'm in Boston. It looks like the jet stream this year is so strong from the perspective of what it does when there's something that pushes up against it. If you have a weak jet stream, then things like this that come from the opposite direction, weather normally comes from the west. So whatever, the west, southwest, but mostly it's just directly west. And so if there is an influence of this magnitude, it's going to collide. And that's what causes a lot of the ancillary tornadoes. You know, this time of year when the water is so warm and the temperatures are so warm, there are what comes out of the hurricane are tornadoes. When it gets onto landfall, the hurricane creates the vacuum in the atmosphere, so the tornadoes are created, and that makes it. Can you imagine? You got a Category 4 hurricane, and from that you get tornadoes.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it looks like there's a third storm, Katia.
Yeah, I was just looking at Katia. I thought that was going to be just as bad as Jose, but it looks like that has turned, that was in right off the coast of Veracruz, and then it just sort of died in the Gulf, thankfully, because it looked like it was headed right for Houston.
Well, there's a lot of stuff developing in the Gulf of Mexico that doesn't normally develop. Mm. And one of the reasons, because, the storms usually come from the Western Atlantic or the Central Atlantic, and actually they form off the coast of Africa, and they travel that way. That's the normal. But the water is so warm in the Gulf of Mexico this year that with the right conditions, these things brew there as well. And when I say the right temperature, the average temperature down as far as 100 feet in the Gulf is 79 degrees, which is very warm and it's almost the same temperature out in the Caribbean, and out to the Atlantic. When you get out in the deep ocean, not true. You get closer to the equator, and the water obviously warms up because the sun is hotter there. My friend Meredith is in Peru. We were talking last night about the heat. She never wears sunblock, but because she's been on there at 14,000 feet, and she climbed Machu Picchu, or however you pronounce that.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you're up that much higher, and they had everybody wear a protective coating, because when you get higher up, the temperature may be cooler, but the sun is stronger, because there's less of an atmosphere to get in the way of the radiation and the impact of the sun. And it's so mind-blowing. It's 93 million miles to the sun. And yet, you go up 20,000 feet, and that's why people who fly a lot are subject to more checks for cancer, because the radiation hits those planes, and it just sucks that stuff in. The temperature, it's very interesting. The temperature outside when you're flying at 35,000 feet is about 80 below zero. But if you put a thermostat on the skin of the plane, it's about 200, 300 degrees, because the heat on the concentration of the sun on the metal, the exterior of the plane. So that's what's happening with the water, especially in the equator where it's warmer. You're essentially closer to the sun at the broadest part of the planet. So it's very interesting to see how this stuff starts and what stops it. And in the meantime, there are a lot of stories being told about people who have been through the experience. Does anybody know, Richie, do you know anybody, or Victoria, you know anybody who has actually been through this? Have you talked to anybody who's been there, heard any stories?
I have a thread on my Facebook page of 9 friends and family who are all in Miami, Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale.
I thought Miami had to leave.
Orlando.
We have a friend in Miami who he got out. He had to leave, but he's now headed back to Atlanta. He may get some residual, I guess. But
in Atlanta, get a lot of rain.
I have several friends. Two nieces and a nephew stayed in Miami. Mm. They lost power and connectivity yesterday morning, but when they lost it, it had been downgraded to a 3, and they were doing fine. So I think when they get back online today, all will be good. Our friend Maria Bailey, she is in
Fort Lauderdale,
and she posted some really wild video yesterday, but all was good.
She stayed there. Yeah,
and some friends in Orlando, they were getting just clobbered a few hours ago and had rain coming in through their windows.
Yeah, a lot of rain.
It was coming so hard, it was coming through their windows.
Yeah. Wow.
So it went through at its height last night, late yesterday afternoon. It actually went through Orlando. The heart of the storm pretty much tracked up through west of Miami, Port. Let's call, see if we can find John Harper, Richie, will you?
Sure.
And let's find out how he did WMEL. Well, what's going on there now? He's probably still got wind and rain.
Our friends lives in a high rise in Miami, but they had to get out because there was so much flooding that started just from the swell from the ocean before the storm even hit Miami. Right. Just to see streets of Miami along the beach just flooded.
Yeah, you were along the if you were within
South Beach,
I don't know, a mile or two of the beach, it was a mandatory evacuation.
So if you draw a line and you look at a map from the Keys up through west of, it's almost right between, almost center state, all the way up sort of the Tamiami Trail and Alligator Alley. You go up that way and head across almost into Tampa, would be getting blasted pretty much at the moment, and north of Tampa. 1 million homes, no power at the moment. And there was, I was looking last night at the local news, 200 trucks from Massachusetts, and it's probably the same from every state, working for the power companies, either Eversource or National Grid, Beeline headed for Florida, where they expect to be there from 2 weeks to 2 months, working on, I hope we don't lose our power up here, because all those guys are down there. But that's how it is. Everybody is sort of rallying to the cause, and it's, you know, what they say is never too late to evacuate. There are lots of people who went up into areas that actually went up the 75, and that's the trail that the storm is taking. So those of you who went up that way, you're going to be followed by the storm, at least for the next couple of days. So that's that reality. September 11th, I said there were three things that were on my mind. One of them is certainly the aftermath of all this hurricane activity. Number two is the massive data breach at Equifax. People don't realize how many folks are going to be affected by this. These companies have never been any good. Richie, how many times have we gone off on a toot? They're none of them. The three of them are all a bunch of unbelievable whores.
Unnecessary evil.
Well, the evil, it is necessary, I suppose, to have the information, but it's wrong so much. And maybe I ought not to use that term, but I get so, this is one of the things that is a hot button, a really, really big hot button for me. I've had, because I'm a small business, and a lot of the way I work my finances, you know, is not what the normal person who gets a paycheck, like Richie, you have a different way of being, if you will, accounted by these companies. But they're, anybody who's got a small business, they're just horrible. And so, anyway, but the people and the number of people exposed, we ought to talk about that a little bit more. And then, certainly, our focus on September 11th. I don't really know, and I think I've said this the last 3 or 4 years, I don't really know what to do or what to say, because I don't think there is anything to say. What more can be said about September 11th other than to have a moment of silence at various times, which I think we will do today. 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV Experience.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Some sad news from the world of country. Those of you who follow Montgomery Gentry, Troy Gentry of that duo, has passed away at the age of 50. So what's the story behind the story here? He was he pronounced dead at a hospital. They were performing heart attack? Is that
he was in a helicopter crash. This was in Medford, New Jersey, over the weekend. He was flying. They're not sure why he was on the helicopter. There's some updates about maybe the pilot was making a bad choice. The helicopter was in distress. People noticed that it was. They called 911. People near the highway. Yeah. And this was in New Jersey, Medford, on Friday afternoon. And then the helicopter, when it crashed, they already had emergency services there because it had been struggling so much in the air. But it was too late, and it was a devastating crash. The pilot was killed immediately. Troy Gentry was taken to a hospital but pronounced dead. In an extra sad note, his partner, his duo partner, Eddie Montgomery, was actually at the airport only a few miles from where they were supposed to land, and he was waiting for him. They were going to perform together, and so they had to reroute Eddie and the rest of the crew to the hospital immediately to see him, presumably before he died. I don't know if they were able to speak, but it's very, very sad. And he has, you know, small children. He was only 50. So he has, you know, young kids and a wife. It was just the whole country music world seemed rocked by it over the weekend on social media.
So
it's like, once again, if you have any inkling of musical ability, do not get on a small plane or a helicopter.
This is how Stevie Ray Vaughan died.
It's how so many people have died. I mean, the list is just, it's unreal.
I go back to when I remember as a kid, Ricky Nelson had his own little old DC-3.
Yeah, all those little prop planes and whatever. Yeah.
And then, buddy, Holly, you're right. You can go back to the beginning of Rock and see story after story after story. All right, so the
didn't
passing,
LaBamba, what's his name, too? Didn't he also
Richie
die?
Richie Valens was in that same,
yeah.
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly, Richie Hollins, and the Big Bopper, J.P. Richardson, were the people that were on that plane. So that was in, that was over someplace in Texas. I'm trying to remember where it was. But it was, don't get into, unless you know what's going on. I've flown a lot in smaller planes. I don't like to go long distances in them. They're just, but it's like anything else. If they're well maintained and the people that are on the plane know what they're doing, I think you're okay.
Remember that plane we flew from, what was it, the Rhode Island Airport, Providence Airport, to Block Island?
In? Oh, God, yes.
That thing was like a 1976 Chevette with wings. The interior was just all torn up. The paint was just, I mean, it was a bucket of bolts. And we did this meeting trip, and we took two listeners with us.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And these women looked at this plane, and they were like, I'm not getting that thing.
All right. That's right. That's an oldie, a reference to the past. Okay. Country music announcing the Artist of the Year special. Chris Stapleton, Florida Georgia Line. Interestingly enough, Keith Urban, Luke Bryan, James Brown. There's a James Brown in country music?
No. Keith Urban covered James Brown in the last time he was honored. And he did a really famous cover that went viral and everybody loved it.
Ah, yeah, I get part of the story anyway. Yep. You can always count on me, folks, for at least getting part of the story. Thanks, Victoria, for the rest of the story. 28 past the hour.
Changing language changes experience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When the stock market falls to minimize panic, the media usually reports that it eased off a bit. Of course, we all know that when the market's doing well, they don't say it eased forward. Instead, they say it climbed or surged forward. But we're not just subjected to how the media frames language, because the words we listen to the most occur inside of our own heads. But the most important thing to know is this. How you say things to yourself can change how you experience situations. For example, you can look at challenges in your life as horrible experiences or obstacles to be overcome. There's a whole world of language you can use, but choose wisely, because changing language changes experience. For more on self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I just lost everything.
You're here. You're I hear you.
There. I got you. Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. Try that.
Thank you. The hurricane had blown through here. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. The welcome. This is an interesting day to welcome in somebody who's new, but it's always nice to have someone new. WFHR AM 1320 in the Wausau. I always have had a good time pronouncing that. Isn't there an insurance company? It seems to me it's there. You see ads for them. WAUSAU. That's not the call letter. That's the way you spell Wausau. Licensed to Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Hi. Welcome to the DJV Experience. Hopefully you will find it a good one. Be in touch with us anytime. If you're a follower on Twitter, it's at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden for all practical purposes this week, as Kara and Jennifer are gonzo. The focus is not necessarily, I might make that area of Wisconsin more of a focus, because for those of you who are up there, I'm a farm guy. As a great, great American farming area. But because of the hurricanes And because of the data breach at Equifax, and because today is September 11th, the anniversary of one of the most horrible days in the history of our country, it's hard for me to wrap myself around too much more. This storm has taken its toll and is taking its toll, and I say the storm. There have been two so far, Irma pounding Florida, and my pal John Harper, who runs WMEL in Melbourne, Florida, but the station, the signal, when it's not affected by hurricanes, runs pretty much from Boca Raton up to Jacksonville, does it not, John? Pretty much the whole coast of the state?
Yeah, just about during the daytime, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. So you're blown off the air, and imagine there are a number of other signals that are blown off the air. The impact of this storm, when we were talking to you on Friday, obviously it was a crapshoot. You don't know what trajectory a storm like this is going to take, but you certainly were ready for it. How did the weekend go, and what's the experience there now as the hurricane went west of you, didn't have direct impact, but it was so wide? What were the major, the wind that you sustained yesterday and last night was how forceful?
We had sustained wind last night, Doug, of 75 miles per hour with gusts up to 105 at times. So the wind was pretty severe. And then what was worse than anything is with the number of hurricanes throughout the years that I've endured and had to go on and report and things like that, I can't recall a hurricane in which we had more tornado activity than we did in this one. Yeah. It was constant tornadoes, or the threat of tornadoes, I should say. And a couple of them did touch down and cause some severe damage. But the storm surge was a big concern when I spoke to you and your listeners, Doug, on Friday. And it looks like where my house is located on Cocoa Beach, as we discussed Friday, looks like I've got flood damage there, and the entire first floor, I've got about 3 feet of water in it. So that's a problem. I evacuated then to the radio station. We lost power in the radio station fairly early on, and then evacuated to Titusville, which is just due west of the Kennedy Space Center, as you think of the map in your mind, and rode out the storm here in Titusville. Severe damage caused by the burst of wind throughout the area here in Brevard County. One of the areas, I think, in the state outside of the Tampa Bay area and the Naples, Marco Island, Fort Myers area on the west coast, and, of course, Key West and the other keys associated with it. We got beat up pretty badly here. Rainfall rates exceeded what were expected. We had rainfall rates over 10 inches of rain, and that has caused problems in itself. However, a quick walk around the house where I'm at the moment indicates that the wind is so severe, it's pushing the water away from the house, whereas earlier I thought there was going to be a threat to water encroaching inside the house. But we're high and dry here in Titusville, and it looks like overall we lucked out here, but many other people along the space coast of Florida, Vero Beach and the Daytona Beach area, as I talk from our perspective here on the East Coast, it looks like a lot of people suffered severe damage, flooding, and problems caused by the tornado activity throughout this area. And this storm, Doug, and to your listeners, as you probably know, as you were witnessing it over the weekend, I have never witnessed a storm that affected almost the entire state at the same time. The entire state of Florida was under some type of duress as a result of this hurricane. So it was massive in nature. It didn't disappoint as far as the predictions, that's for sure. The only thing was it did go much further west than we expected last Friday when I spoke to all of you. And at the same time, though, it has it caused havoc and is still playing havoc right now here as I look around.
All right, so you're actually in your car, right?
I'm sitting in my car right now. It's rocking and rolling, so don't bother knocking.
Yeah, it's better than being outside standing here. What do you make of all of the reporting that was done? Reporters from almost every market, never mind the national reporters, but almost every market had three or four reporters from each of the major stations down there. You wonder if they were tripping over each other. And the stuff that the information seemed kind of old, even though they wanted to be on site, but they were, many of them, they went to places that were safe after the storm kind of blew through. There was a story that we were checking to see if it was true or not about a stop sign blowing. You know, if you look at the way, I remember seeing some video of Palm Beach yesterday, and that's an area, as you know, that I know very well, and looking at Flagler and the the stop lights are hanging from, they're not, most of them, when you go through town, they're on wires across, up above the street. They're not on posts or poles. So they're out like straight. But then you see the stop signs that are at places where there aren't lights, and they're tossing and pushing around, and one of them supposedly came loose and decapitated somebody. I don't know if that's true or not.
I haven't been able to find anything on that story, but
Yeah. But anyway,
I haven't heard that either. I would have thought we would have heard a lot more about that.
There's been four deaths in Florida. All of them have been car crashes of some sort. Mm-hmm. But there was a CNN reporter on the road in the heavy wind in Miami, and a stop sign fell down right next to her, almost hitting her. So that's the closest thing.
John, do you know, and I'm trying to remember the name of the family that owns the station down in Marathon that we're on. I want to see. What's his name, Richie?
It's WFFG.
But I'm trying to remember the family's name. I saw a story that it's operated by a father and his son, and the station got completely submerged in the 20-plus foot surge. The tower was knocked down. It's on one of the other islands. And I wonder how many stories like that there are of our brethren who are in the radio business, some of the independent owners who have their own stable like you do and he did. I think about them because I remember my experience there. You remember that old studio that you don't remember when I did mornings in Palm Beach and the studio was on the beach?
I remember that one very well.
Remember that building?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it would be cool for any time but now you look at some of these pictures, but it is now. Did you see I wonder how many of these, we're talking on Friday about Port Canaveral and all the ships, the cruise ships that were out, and they stayed out. I was looking at one of the Norwegian cruise lines. This is the Norwegian Escape. 4,000 people on board, as an example, left from Miami on Saturday, the 2nd of September, scheduled to return last Saturday, and of course didn't. So now they're basically on a cruise to nowhere. They're out in the Atlantic someplace. And I wonder how many other ships there are that would come into Miami or into Fort Lauderdale or into Port Canaveral that just stayed out and are cruising around 400 or 500 miles out in the Atlantic to stay away from the storm. Have you heard any more? I'm just looking at what these people did.
What I've heard here, Doug, with Port Canaveral and Port Canaveral the second busiest cruise terminal outside of the Miami one, and basically all of the cruise ships were able to get back into port before the storm came in, let the passengers get off. There was a lot of displeasure over that because the passengers were complaining that they were told they were being let off early and didn't know where to go and things like that, but that's a whole other story. But the cruise ships came in, let the passengers off. Then they left again, the cruise ships, and went back into safer water out further in the Atlantic.
Yeah. Well, this one didn't make it back, excuse me, in time. So there's 4,000 people floating around. I mean, at some point in time, Miami International is closed today. What's the story at Orlando? Is that closed? I imagine that's closed as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Orlando's closed here at Melbourne International. All air activity basically in the state of Florida is closed for today.
Right. So they'll open supposedly on a limited basis, some of them tomorrow, and then maybe back to some sort of normalcy on Wednesday. Then once they secure everything and they know that the airport's safe, they'll be back in there. What'd you start to say?
No, I was just going to agree with you. I would say by Wednesday, things should be back to normal as far as air travel.
Yep. But can you imagine the kind of cleanup? Any numbers? We had the numbers from Hurricane Harvey. How much damage has been done? Anybody speculating on that at this point to Florida?
Not at the moment, other than the fact that it's going to be in catastrophic proportions because it affected so much of the state,
yeah.
Far greater as far as terms of loss than Hurricane Andrew. And as the sun starts to come up here on the space coast of Florida, I shouldn't say the sun, we just see gray clouds, but that damage assessment will be made. But this is going to be far worse than Hurricane Andrew again, because basically the entire state was affected.
Yeah. Well, it's really, you look at the path and you then look down at Jose. What do you hear about Jose, and how do you think that's going to impact you? As it's only, what, 3-4 days out, isn't it, Victoria? How far out is Jose? Later this week, isn't it?
I don't know the specific trajectory of it. I know it's weakening, so but I'm not sure where it's going to hit.
It went north, so Florida.
Yeah, Victoria's right. It's weakening, Richie, and she is correct. It's heading more to the north, so I don't think that one is going to be a problem here for the state of Florida or the East Coast.
I think it's going to die out in the ocean before it comes on land.
Yeah. And the hurricane now in Tampa has pushed water out of the bay. I find that fascinating. You were talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, but it's coming back.
Is it coming back in?
It will, because the hurricane is so big, one side of it comes through and pushes it out, and then the other side of the hurricane comes through and pulls it back.
It brings it back in again, yeah. Irma is now officially, as of the last hour, Category 1 storm. But it has certainly left its 4 to 5 million people without power in the state, and a lot of people going into Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee. There's no gasoline anywhere. I don't know how people are driving. You can't find a gasoline anyplace. So
no, that's a problem. And in the future, there are going to be mandatory generators that are going to have to be placed at gas stations here in Florida, at least those along I-95, I-75, the Florida Turnpike, things like that, so people can get gas.
John, thank you. John Harper from WMEL in Melbourne at 11 before the hour.
Are your kids addicted to screens? Which screens can be the best learning tools?
The Samsung Notebook 9 Pro's touchscreen rotates completely. It even comes with an S Pen to take handwritten notes.
And for younger kids.
The new Amazon Fire HDA Kids Edition tablet lets parents see how their kids are using it and manage time.
Here's a lifesaver for math madness.
The Casio CG500 is a graphing calculator that makes math easy.
Better remember all those passwords.
I really like Dashlane because it keeps track of and secures all my passwords.
Dentists say 7 out of 10 children need their teeth straightened, but how without damaging self-esteem?
I like Invisalign's clear aligners because treatment time is now up to 50% faster with the introduction of one-week aligner wear. It's also more comfortable than wires and brackets and able to treat almost anything braces can.
More kids are smoking marijuana than cigarettes. How to keep them safe?
I suggest using First Check home drug tests, which provide results in 5 minutes with over 99% accuracy, and you can find the test at your local pharmacy.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Now 53 after the hour. This is the DJB Experience, and it's time for us to get into Tech Talk. The data breach at Equifax is on a lot of people's minds. As I said, I think it's one of the three most important items for us to discuss and have a handle on. So we'll do a little bit of research into that. Victoria will have a report in just a moment after these words.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, 55 past the hour. So this data breach affecting 143 million people with social security numbers, names, addresses, that sort of thing. What does that really boil down to, Victoria? You think when they say a breach, what are these people? This is what, half of the people in our country that are exposed here. TransUnion, Equifax. I forget the name of the third one.
Yeah, I forget the third one, yeah.
But
well, Equifax, I believe, is the largest of the three.
Yeah.
And so 143 million people, I mean, nothing of this size. We've talked about the Yahoo hack, the Verizon hack. Nothing of this magnitude has ever happened yet. So they apparently did not have their security in place. They didn't spend enough money on security. There's a lot of things.
Shock.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of fingers being pointed in their direction. So credit card numbers for about 200,000 U.S. customers were also stolen. So you have to make sure, this is a time where consumers need to be vigilant, and you have to take care of yourself. You have to check your own statements. And this is not even about...
take care of you. They don't take care of you when they're even supposed to be taking care of you. So.
That's true. I mean, you have to be really diligent over the next 6 months, I would say, because all this information will be sold to third parties and to not nice people. I mean, this is going to the dark web. This is going to places where you really don't want your info. So you have to make sure. Yep. You have to make sure. This is rife territory now for identity theft. I mean, this is really bad. So you have to take care of yourself. You have to make sure you check all of your bank statements, all of your credit card statements. Stay on top of it. You can contact your credit card companies and sign up for fraud protection. So if there's anything that looks suspicious, they will alert you immediately. That's probably the best thing you can do.
That's Equifax. One of the things I thought was, I don't believe much in overextending insurance, but this is insurance.
Yes.
So in this circumstance, you need to cover, protect yourself with this stuff.
Absolutely. Now, Equifax says they're offering free credit monitoring. Right. I mean, if you want to believe that, okay.
Yeah, and try they say calling them, see how what that does for you.
Right. And they say they're offering identity theft protection to anyone affected by the hack. I find it hard to believe that they're going to be able to do that. The company also says they'll be emailing customers if you've been affected. I find that very difficult to believe that they're going to be emailing 143 million people.
They have
However,
done nothing, but they've fixed this so that nobody has any good feelings toward them.
Right.
This is one of the few businesses, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, people just generally hate them.
Yep.
Because they're always wrong. They're arrogant. You can't get through. I mean, what the joke here is, you can call them to discuss the breach with them. You think they're going to...
I'd go to the website. EquifaxSecurity2017.com is the website they've set up just for people who have been victims of this. So that's where I would go to find more information. But you know what the truth is? There's not a whole lot anybody can do. This information is out there.
Yeah.
All you can do is monitor your own credit card statements. Get online. Don't wait for your monthly statement. Check it weekly if you can. And that's the only thing you can really do.
Anything
at this
point. Different or strange, report
Anything.
To your bank or the credit card company or... whomever. These companies, this is what happens. These companies are all too big.
Mm-hmm.
They're not easily controlled. They can't really do what they say they're going to do. And you're a victim of this. Yeah, this is one of those things you have no control over, frankly.
Unfortunately.
59 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.